A, that you want to meditate. Of course you do. So take a breath. And Leo's going to put up some candles here for us. So we have something to focus on. I don't always like to do a closed eye meditation. I enjoy a breathing exercise with an open eye. And so I focus on the flickering flame. And so you do this and you listen to my voice and whatever it is Spirit has to say through me. Just breathe in through your nose, and then breathe up and let that flow in and through you, awakening parts of you, and then breathe out gently through your mouth. And you continue this rotation. Breathe in once again and breathe up. And when you get to the highest part of your being, what I do is, as you know, I like to affirm, the Christ in me is awake now. The Christ in me. You could say the superconscious mind as well. But I really appreciate the word the Christ, because what does the Christ literally mean but the anointed one? The one that is aware of their connection to what we call God. It has nothing to do with Christianity. It has everything to do with the Christ awakening. And so I like to say the Christ in me is awake now. Those of you who care to, would you affirm that with me? The Christ in me is awake now. So in this affirmation, we know we don't honor any individual person, we honor divine mind within us. Christ in me awake now. Life awake in me now. Joy and wisdom awake in me now. Power and presence awake in me now. That which is God, or all that God is awake in me now. So we focus on the flickering candles. We allow them to reveal to us the light, the love, the continuous journey of what God is in and as us. The light reveals to us the continuous journey of what is us, of God in and through and as us. The flickering light shows us the continuous journey. It does not end, and as far as we can tell, it had no beginning. The light, the flickering light, the constantly moving light reveals to us our continuous journey as we awaken to our God selves. Just take that thought into the silence and see what comes up for us. The light revealing our continuous journey. Go on in. Let us be so glad for the light as we see it in front of us. We don't really understand its source, but we are glad that the light is. It shows us what we imagine, and it shows us more than what we imagine. So, in this seeing that the light provides, let's begin to move through our day, knowing that because we have seen, peace prevails. So let's start to bring our conscious awareness back here to this sanctuary, this place called unity. And as we come back, let us come back refreshed, renewed, fully aware of the good that has just taken place, that we may say thank you. Amen. Welcome, Lenny Watts.
This is a good idea on paper. We are stuck with a day that's gray and lonely. Thank you, Annie. I just lift up my chin and grin and say, the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that
goodness, wasn't that splendid? In all my years of ministry, I've never let that song be sung during a service of mine, because I always believe in the now, the present. And then I heard Lenny's version of it, and I heard it years ago and forgot about it until I was looking for music for this week. And it hit me. We're always planning an imagined future, but we're doing it now. So if I can find joy and peace by imagining a fantastic tomorrow, is that negating today? I hope not, because we're planning trips. We're planning to go this afternoon to Rockefeller Center to see the Northern Lights. Does that mean there's something lacking right here now at 11:30 to that? I'm not enough until I get to Rockefeller Center? No, of course not. So, but if I can't believe in the light right now, hence the sun. If I can't believe in the light right now, can I believe that I will see the light at some point? Can I accept that? Can I know that so that I don't negate everything that is good? Because I don't want to negate everything that is good. You know, today's talk is called God is a Time and Presence in My Mind. God is a time and presence in my mind. Because you see, there is no time. We've made it up. And so the time is always going to be now. Can't get around it. Time is always going to be now. At the sound of the tone, the time will be now. And so to look at that and say, so God is a time and a presence. So whatever God is a presence. And I'm going to read a couple of little things here for us, because I like them. Comes from The Revealing Word, and Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, he wrote about this, and I think it was Emily Cady from Lessons in Truth that actually gave us that God is omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. And you look at this, and she says, or he, she, God, Fillmore, I'm not sure who, but he did put the book together. God is mind. The one mind contains all. And all ideas exist in the one mind. God is everywhere present. There is no place where God is not. He is in all, through all, and around all. Omnipresence is a spiritual realm that can be penetrated only through the most highly accelerated mind action, as in prayer. I love that. The most highly accelerated mind action, as in prayer. And we, let's face it, most of us think prayer is so simple and everything, and half of us don't even believe it's effective. So here we have our ancestors, our antecedents and new thoughts telling us the most highly accelerated mind action is prayer. And some would say there is no wrong way to pray, and I disagree. I think there's very wrong ways to pray in order to manifest the state I want to live in. There's very, even to manifest, you know, some, a cup of water, there is a wrong way to pray. And so to look at money. I got a button. You know, to manifest money, there's wrong ways to pray about money. Clearly, I think all of us have proven that, haven't we? Has anybody manifested cash every time you have asked for it in one form or another? I'm going to guess you have not. And so, I'll just read these other two. Omniscience, God as omniscience, is all-knowing, all-knowledge, knowledge itself. And then, of course, omniscient, all-knowing, infinite knowledge and wisdom. Divine mind is omniscient. It knows all. Wait a minute. Omnipotence. That's what I meant. Infinite power. God is infinite power, all the power there is. So these things, the isness, as Eric Butterworth used to say, the isness and the allness of everything, because what God is. And to simplify, and one other thing I do want to read here is from the, again, Revealing Word, the presence of God. And this is what one of the other things that made me very excited to be in Unity when I first came here and to stay in Unity. The awareness of spirit within one's own being, and it manifests as increased life, peace, love, and a deep sense of spiritual joy. How about that? Presence of God is the awareness of spirit within one's own being. It manifests as increased life, peace, love, and a deep sense of spiritual joy. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. Doesn't matter. Deep sense of spiritual joy. And so what it told me is I didn't have to work in an old way that didn't work to have a great life. Because I could let go of what I thought would manifest as a great life. I could let go of all of that and let a great life be revealed that included joy and a sense of knowing and a sense of being. It meant that I would be financially taken care of, as well as emotionally and spiritually, that I would have all that I need, as opposed to, if I could just get the money, then I'd be okay. If I could just get the relationship who seemed to love me, then I'd be okay. If I could just get the job or the career, then I'd be okay. And if I could get the job and the career and the relationship and the cash, then I'd be more than okay. But somehow in all that fantasizing, I always left God out of it. I just didn't embrace a true concept of God. I could say, oh, thank you, God, that I got this. But I didn't really embrace the confidence of knowing there's something in me and there's something around me. God is a time and a presence in my mind. So I invite us now to look at what's in our minds. What are we thinking about? When you turn on the news or you hear about the news, is God an active presence in your mind? When politics come up, is God an active presence in your mind? When old resentments come up, is God an active presence in your mind? Same for me, in my mind. Is God an active time and presence right now? Right now. I can't quite imagine loving everyone, because to a degree I have a misperception still of what love is. But let's just say that love is the willingness that all beings be joy-filled. Am I? Are you? Are we? Are we willing that all beings? It's a wonderful commandment by Jesus, what is a commandment but a strong instruction? I don't do things to please Jesus, because Jesus didn't ask for that. He's a wonderful teacher. None of my ministers have asked me to do things to please them. And so I don't ask you to do things to please me. But Jesus gave wise instructions. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And as I've said, it's hard for me to imagine some days that the people I don't like have friends. And there's no concept, except the reason I don't like them is because I've told myself not to like them. I have told myself that they are somehow outside of God, that they are somehow outside of good. And because I have done that, I have aged myself. I have sometimes made myself sick, but I've certainly blocked joy, I have certainly blocked joy in my everyday living, because I tell myself not to like them. I tell myself they are somehow separate from God. God is missing from them, and I don't really look to see if God is somehow missing from not me, but my consciousness. If God is everywhere presence, then God is in the people I don't like, and God is in me on the days I forget. Isn't that what a relief that is? But I forget. And so I don't practice that presence. I don't practice it in every cell, every tissue, every fiber of my being. I don't decide, oh, God is in every cell of myself. I forget. And that needs to be, before I do any other work in life, that really needs to be my project for the day, at least the beginning project. Before I have to get a job or do a job, before I have to eat, before I have to do anything, I need to remind myself, God is present in and as me now, and God is in and present and all beings now, whether I like them or not. And I am willing to see past what I don't like and discover what I do. Imagine that. We're not going to do the song today, but we've done it here before. Kenneth has sung it. I'm going to look twice at you until I see the Christ at you. It's written by Tim Timmons, if you want to look it up. It's a great song. I'm going to look twice at you. I'm going to look twice at you until I see the Christ in you. And so, I remember the first time I heard that song, and I went back when I was still at Unity of Norwalk. I said, Kenneth, please learn this song. Do it. And he liked it too. So we did it a lot over the years. And I had to look at that. I'm going to look twice at you till I see the Christ at you. But sometimes I have to look 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. I have to look at them, who I think is separate from me. And then I have to look at me the same way. I have to look at me 1,000 times until I see the Christ in me. Are you willing to look in the bathroom mirror every morning when you get up? I assume most people look in the bathroom mirror when they're brushing their teeth and what have you. I could be wrong. Don't want to generalize, but you get what I mean. They'll look in that mirror and say, hi, God. The Christ in me is awake now. Hi, God. Christ in my neighbor's awake now, too. Hi, God. Tell me the truth about myself, my neighbor, and tell me the truth about God. Now, I know I'm kind of personifying God there, but what I'm expressing is my willingness to know God in myself and God in my neighbor. I'm not begging God to show itself to me. It's already being shown. But when I pray like that, what I'm doing is expressing to myself, really, and the universal energy, I am willing to know the Christ in me. I am willing to know the Christ in my neighbor. I am willing to know. And so they look at that and they're like, oh, then it all does come down to now, doesn't it? Presence, divine presence. Presence is present in my mind, you know, through all the stuff in here and all the stuff through here and up and down and everywhere. And if I can be willing to focus on that, because it's not going away, but in my conscious acceptance of it, in my conscious acknowledgement of it, the cells begin to heal. You know, my heart, if there's anything amiss in my heart, it begins to heal. If there's anything amiss in my lungs or any of my internal organs, they begin to heal. If there's an issue in my eyes or my hearing, my seeing, my brain, they begin to heal. Issue in my legs, my knees, my feet. As I acknowledge the presence of God, active and present, for both myself and that one I have left out, the healing really gets to take place. And so, if you want to heal whatever might be missing, you know, it could be the body, it could be your peace and joy, it could be your money, it could be your relationships, it could be all of the above. If you want to heal, begin to acknowledge God is a very active presence. God is omnipresence, presence itself, active and present in mind, spirit, and body. So that as you're imagining, the sun's going to come out tomorrow. The sun's already out inside. I may witness it at a later date, but just know the light is turned on, the sun is turned on. In you and as you, just know it, because what do you have to do that's better than that? Put your sadness down for a while, put your confusion down for a while, put your anger and disappointment down for a while, and decide, you know what, maybe that stuff doesn't mean what I thought it meant. I'm gonna invite spirit into my mind and body right now, and see if I can get some new information right here and right now. To spend one more minute in truth. To spend one more minute in wisdom. To spend one more day in divine revelation of life and joy and peace and love and presence. To spend, just one more minute. And then, when you're done with that minute, spend one more minute, and you get my point after that. So for today, become aware and rejoice in God as a very real and active time and presence in my mind. Thank you. Let's listen to Lenny again.
And the truth is, we're not getting any younger, and the years are getting hard to pursue. In our youth, we are driven by a hunger for the big, important things we will do. But today, I'm not dreaming of tomorrow, 'cause the future is so clearly in view. All I see is one more moment with you. I've never known a dreary sunrise. I've never known a good goodbye. I've never known a sweet reunion, one that didn't make this grown man cry. I used to think that life was complication with fulfillment far away. But now I know it's not the destination, but the living of each day. And the truth is, we're not getting any younger, and the years are getting hard to pursue. In our youth, we are driven by a hunger for the big, important things we will do. But today, I'm not dreaming of tomorrow, 'cause the future is so clearly in view. All I see is one more moment with you. In time, we learn about the chain reaction, which can bring us heart to heart. While we all simply yearn for satisfaction, we forget the simple part.
Johnny Rogers.
Lenny Watts.